from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending. Well, the Royals have a huge series tonight. We're going to talk more about it after what's trending. But they welcome in the Boston Red Sox, who have been fantastic on the road. We know the Royals have been great at home. The Royals won 15 of their last 22. Kansas City 63-50 to start this week now. 7-10 first pitch. Brady Singer. That's the good news, too. Brady Singer on the bump tonight. Going to go up against James Paxton. This is big time stuff. Big boy series starts tonight against the Red Sox.
We'll talk about it more obviously here in just a minute, but a massive series win. 3 out of 4 in any four-game series is a huge swing in your favor. Obviously, as you said, they're currently 2.5 games up of the Boston Red Sox, who they will take on tonight. Next up on What's Trending, updates from training camp. If you want to know who missed, no Nick Bolton still, Jalen Watson still in the gold jersey, so he's able to be out there, but Nazi Johnson was back on the field. He still has a chance at the number 2 corner spot. Kadarius Toney out there, seen in the early portion of practice alongside Justin Watson, and no real new injuries to report. Did say Chris Jones left early with a stinger. That is back-to-back, the two hottest days of the camp.
Are you saying?
Chris Jones had a little like, oh, you know what, stung a little. I am 100%. I am accusing Chris Jones of having ticky-tack injuries to get the hell out of the heat. I'm just kidding. I think that, and I don't blame him. Good for him. You do you, man. This isn't even a criticism. I'm happy for you. Get your ass out of those hot camp days. We weren't up there today to hand him a snow cone.
We were. We're
tomorrow,
back there tomorrow.
We'll be there, Chris, if you're listening. We got your snow cone covered Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, our training camp coverage will pick back up in person from camp tomorrow, where it's presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. Next up on What's Trending, a little Olympics update ongoing. Simone Biles did fall off the balance beam today, did not medal in one of her individual events, got a silver in the floor routine. That's the updates gymnastics today. Also, over the weekend, you saw yesterday that the United States has the fastest man in the world, which is pretty amazing.
That is
Noah
cool.
Lyles, and just the I don't say controversy.
We'll
at
talk
the
about
end,
that too.
We'll get into the announcer also didn't say the correct person who won. Like all of it was weird. But Noah Lyles wins the 100-meter dash by what 0.5 1/1000ths of a second.
.005. That's a pretty thin margin.
Yeah. Also, Scottie Scheffler wins gold in the Olympics for golf.
Of course he did. He wins literally everything.
What a year
right
for him! You see, someone broke it down. Just everything. It sounds like an entire career. It's
major,
like
major gold medal.
Six PGA. I think it was like 6 PGA Tour wins, and went. You know, shoots. What did they say? Shoot a 66 after getting arrested. You know, it was like something else that broke down the year.
It's been a pretty impressive year.
And became a father. I mean, it's just been a crazy year for Scottie Scheffler.
U.S. currently second in gold medals at 19. China's got 21, but they have the most medals overall as well at 75. Next up on What's Trending, Puka Nacua officially listed as week to week with a knee injury, according to Adam Schefter. They're calling it not serious yet, But from a fantasy football perspective, can we talk about how Cooper Kupp will be fully healthy for the first time and Puka's walking in with a knee injury? I'd say tread lightly. I'm going to say early. Be careful on how early you take Puka Nacua this year.
We're all week to week.
Tread lightly.
We're all week to week, you know?
I'm minute to minute. I might die in a second.
Hour by hour. Well, you know, it's August the 5th. I'm not worried if I'm a Rams fan yet about Puka.
Did his brother also get added by somebody?
Oh, really? I don't know.
I think over the weekend his brother...
Puka's brother?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know.
Oh. I'm just saying be careful for fantasy. He's still probably a fine wide receiver.
I don't remember by who, but...
He had a tremendous, like an unforeseen rookie year. He was a fourth or fifth round pick, and he had absolutely massive numbers. He was the best rookie wide receiver in the league last year by a mile.
Fantasy football season is basically here, man. Drafts will be starting up.
Oh, the Guillotine League's coming back.
Yeah, we got that confirmed. Working on the details, but some of you have asked. We talked to our guy Charge last week. We'll get Charge back in the mix on the show over at Guillotine Leagues, and he's going to hook us up with a league again. So we'll have another, 18-person Guillotine Listener League.
15 listeners, the three of us, you know.
It's a, fair enough. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Let's go into this series some more, though. We mentioned it to lead off what's trending against Boston. Then we can talk about, I think, what occurred over the weekend that allows you to step back a little bit and think about how the rest of the way should go in the bullpen. But this truly is about as big as it gets other than the Guardians series, perhaps at the end of the month. They've had big time series.
And this begins an absolutely brutal stretch.
It does. This is the stretch of, 15, 20 games now against really high quality competition after you took care of Detroit over the weekend. And so the Red Sox are here. You said it. You got a little bit of cushion over Boston right now in the second wild card spot. You have a chance to expand on it. Obviously, there's the alternative. Boston's looking at it the same way. They've got a chance to narrow the gap. This is big time stuff. It has been a very long time that in the month of August, we're sitting here talking about a series with these kind of implications. And we have said it over and over that almost every game, every series now is the biggest game or series that Vinny and Bobby
and
all of them have played in, other than Salvi, basically. It's the biggest series any of these guys have played in. And that'll be the case throughout the month. But it's, some of it is also that it's the Boston Red Sox. That always adds to it. But this is currently one of your biggest threats that could alter your wild card prospects. And so, we don't have to get crazy about sweeping the Red Sox or anything like that talking about, but you can't let this be a disastrous series. You need to go in and show that against this quality competition again, that you can be ultra competitive. And if it comes down to a rubber match of the series, we know the numbers have not been favorable for Kansas City for whatever reason in rubber matches. And so if you could be you're in a rubber match again in the series and you can win it, it would, I think, give some people some more confidence that are concerned against higher quality competition, how they finished out series.
You know why this series is extra important? Because of who's throwing. Singer tonight, Lugo tomorrow, Reagan's on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, just lay it out in the simplest possible terms. Your 1, 2, and 3 starters are going each of the next three games at home, where you've been definitively better, although they just had a 6-1 road trip. So
I know.
They just had a tremendous road trip considering where they had been on the road for portions of this season. Your three best starters against the teams directly behind you in the standings. And honest, not just about the wild card. You're back within striking distance of the division again. Doesn't mean you're going to catch up, and you can't catch up in the next 3 days. But the same thing you said, I think it was Thursday or Friday last week, remains true, which is before you take on these 7 games you still have remaining against the Guardians. So all the games in the world to make up the difference. Before you have those is you can't let the gap get too big that those series don't matter. And because the Guardians take on Arizona, a decent team, right? They're like flirting with around 500. The Royals just faced them. You know them. And then right after this have the Twins for 4 games. Someone's going to fall. Either the Twins or the Guardians are losing games. You are either making up games on the Twins or making up games on the Guardians in the following series. The beginning of this week becomes very important because if you can keep it at 5 and let's just say stay even with the Guardians, okay, well, then you're half game back of the Twins, you're 5 games back of the Guardians, and one of them is going to knock each other out, then those games right after become important to you. So this series just feels Like, the energy of every series feels like it's growing, but not just for me for the wild card, for the division too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Twins and Guardians could split the series and no ground is lost, and it's just a pretty level, level series or whatever. Like, that scenario can, that's what I'm saying.
But
that's
it also just means someone's not going for, you know, like, someone could, right. You know how it is.
Of course, but that's the challenge. Like, it sounds easy when you're only five back, but it, you know, you're still behind two teams, and that's why I think for the Royals, in addition to just where things stand in the wild card, that's the challenge of the division. It's not just about catching the Guardians. It's catching the Guardians and also hoping the Twins don't, you know, the Twins can't catch the Guardians as well, because they are currently, the Twins are at least a half game up on you.
As long as you're catching them together, you don't care.
Yeah.
You can worry about catching the Twins later if you're a half game back, but if you guys are catching the Guardians together, and, you know, someone will ask me that question, I'm sure, in a couple days, like, who would you rather win? And the answer is the Twins.
Right.
I'd rather the Twins win, because I'm still about winning the division if that's on the table. And at the moment, while it's still a much bigger long shot than winning the wild card or being in the wild card, it's on the table. Whether you think it's a long shot or not, it's not a 0%. So yeah, I'd rather the Twins be winning those games.
Yeah, but this game tonight, and anytime Boston's in town, even in bad years, that also is more of an intriguing series. And then now you couple in, this is kind of playoff-like. I mean, this is a, heck, it's a potential wild, I mean, this could be a wild card round for the Royals.
Someone said technically this is a tiebreaker. They said the tiebreaker is series. They'd be 3-3 if the Royals won the series, and the next tiebreaker is divisional record, which the Royals have a very good one because of the White Sox.
It's big time. No, it's a big time series, and you were referencing the records and home and road splits and everything. The Red Sox on the road are 32-23.
They're incredible.
The Royals at home, 36-22. Something's going to give here, but both.
I'd like it to be the Red Sox end that gives.
But they're really good on the road.
And
the Royals have been, I think, are they better than the Phillies still at home? 36 wins. I think the Royals, if it's not the best, the second best, looks like the best record at home still in baseball. Phillies, 38-21. So behind the Phillies. Otherwise, nobody's been better at home.
I mean, that's pretty good company. I told you about, you know, I think what it is about this team, and the reason why I still want to entertain and why this feels like a big series, but I'm not going to put the whole season on the line for this series, is because all the underlying numbers prove that the Royals are a good team. Like, I mean, just they just do.
Well, we're way past pitching, that, aren't we?
Yeah. And I'm just like, I feel like sometimes you still have to keep fighting this uphill battle. Like, this series, while big, will not make or break their season one way or the other. Now, can one game make the difference in game 162? Yeah, but will you have infinite amount of time remaining, 50 games, whatever the hell it is, 49 games remaining in the season, in order to close that gap? Yes, you will, and you can do those things. I think some of it is because they already got two or three of you the last time, and they shouldn't have, and you got your number one, two, and three starters. Prove that the team who is fighting for the same playoff spot as you right now is beneath you. Put some separation, because I'll say, the numbers support that the Royals are the better team. So prove it. Prove it against a team that's been, I mean, probably kicking their head in a little bit going in their division, but prove it against them. That's what matters.
Boston's been 500 the last 10 games. Yeah. They're 5-5. The Royals are 7-3 in their last 10, 15 of their last 22. There's no question who's been the better baseball team the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And hotter. Yeah, no doubt about that. But I'm excited for tonight. Obviously, the game on 610 Sports Radio, 7:10 first pitch, and Vern's On Deck show gets going at 6 o'clock tonight. And throughout this week, the Royals have a couple against Boston, and then the Cardinals come to town over the weekend. So it's a huge week.
The Cardinals are really fighting for their spot, too. This isn't the really super difficult stretch that Vern mentioned on our show last week, where they take on, like, Philly, then the Yankees, and seven against the Guardians. And, like, I mean, they're really kind of up against it. But obviously, Boston is not currently in a playoff spot playoff team, but near a playoff spot. Cardinals, near a playoff spot, in a playoff spot. Twins, in a playoff spot. So the next, nine games? I guess it's actually eight games. They're not against slouches either. They're up against real competitive baseball teams that are doing some stuff before they get a reprieve and everything gets, like, crazy challenging at the end of August, early September.
We're late enough in the year where now almost daily I'm checking the latest, like, betting odds on just to make the playoffs. And
they're minus money, right?
Well, they were minus money on Friday, and you win 3 of 4 against the Tigers, and so it increases. The Royals now have this. You'll love this. Just to make the playoffs. The Royals now, for what they offer on the board, they don't offer for a couple teams at FanDuel because it's obvious the Guardians are making the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the Royals have the second best odds to make the playoffs of any available team to bet on the American League.
Okay.
So the
ones that they're just like the Yankees and the Orioles and the Guardians,
they're in.
So here's the ones you can bet on.
The Twins are minus 620 to make the playoffs. The Royals, who are only a half game behind the Twins in the division, are minus 210.
This is where I still...
The Astros, for example, minus 140.
This is small because, like, slights aren't really the important for how the season will end or the results. Stop gushing over the Twins like they're... Every single sports betting entity, online analytics calculator, favor the Twins by like 3 times, and there's no number to support it. There are not like underlying things that are like the Twins are 3 times better, other than they've just been a better franchise in their history.
Yeah, from
that,
a
that doesn't matter for the individual, and they were a better team last year than the Royals.
It doesn't matter for the analytical side of it or anything, but why do fans feel a certain way across baseball? That you answered why.
Yes.
I mean, if you. Because who has been the more consistent franchise? Now, that is each year.
They would have been neck and neck the entire year.
Each year is unique. So what the Twins did in 2019 has no bearing whatsoever on 2024.
They're ranking it like what they did in 1992 still matters. Right. I'm like, it doesn't.
But I think from a outside Kansas City, an average baseball fan, they expect the Twins to be here. And it's still there's still, I think, across
baseball.
That explains
the betting markets because there'd be more people putting in favor.
Yeah, I think there's still like a little bit of the shock across baseball that the Royals are in the position they're in, more so than now in Kansas City. We've been talking about this throughout the season. And in fairness, they are on the verge of having one of the best turnarounds in baseball history for winning 56 games a year ago.
I haven't added it up again.
To being in the spot they're in.
But I think they need like 28 wins or something over the rest of the season.
To get to the best turnaround ever?
The best turnaround ever.
Yeah.
Plus 35 games. 35 would tie it. 36 would win it. And as of, I think, Friday, they needed, or Saturday, they needed to finish 30-21 on the rest of the season in order to do, and they picked up another win. So
a hell of a stretch.
I think it's 28 or 29 wins. They need to finish 6-7 games above 500. And I think 6 games would tie them for the single greatest turnaround in Major League Baseball history. That is a good thing to step back on. We've talked about the Royals. We talk about what makes them good. I don't think it's a bad thing to look back for a minute and understand how far they came, how quickly they did it. Because next year, in April, we're going to have to look at what those teams did, those greatest turnaround teams in all time did in the repeat year, did the year after that. Were they able to maintain that level of winning? Because the starting pitching is way different. The 1-2-3, the starting pitching is massively different. The lineup is borderline identical. Like, it's not...
No, the starting rotation is, let's be... If we're summing...
The starting rotation is massively different.
Other than Bobby Witt Jr. having an MVP season and having the second best odds now to win MVP and what he continues to do, of course it's the starting rotation. That's why they've gone from 56 to being in a position to break a record and make history or whatever.
Rotation.
Of course. Seth Lugo was an all-star. He's having a career year. Cole Reagans was an all-star. Brady Singer's having one of his best years. So when you have 1-2-3 as some of the top, in the top 15, top 20 pitchers in all baseball, essentially, that's ultimately why they've made the biggest turnaround that they have.
Bobby at plus 600 at last check.
Okay, so he fell back a little bit in the odds market.
Aaron Judge hit like 3 home runs again this week.
It's kind of what he does. It's kind of what he does.
It's the only thing he does.
Oh,
one trick pony.
Okay.
You know? Oh, cool. You can hit the ball over the... Can you do anything? How's the defense? You know? How's the base running? It's my athlete. You just hit the ball over the fence. Oh, yeah. Real cool, man. There's other things about baseball. There's other jobs.
There are.
He just does one job.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's pretty decent, but that one he's particularly good at. The stadium's also a joke. I'll always stand on that.
That part is fair. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get into something that I think we have to all three agree on in about 15 minutes that we will no longer bring up on the show next summer or anything. We have to all come
together.
Even
if we're desperate for content, we just gotta let it go.
So in 15 minutes, we're gonna talk about something for the final time on this show. That's coming up in just a bit. I mentioned during What's Trending the Olympics going on and
controversy.
Noah Lyles, fastest man in the world.
Man, that'd be a badass title.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
For one, you're going to be fastest guy at 6'10", and that felt good because I won the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, that's putting those two in. Yeah, that's
I said that.
Yeah.
I told you one of my favorite things to do is to be in rooms with like people who've accomplished real things and then try to make my small accomplishment a sad comparison. Because I once told Joe Carter he hit a home run in a championship game. As a reminder, Joe Carter hit a walk-off home run in the World Series to win it. Not a game. To win the World Series. So, yeah, anyway.
This would be like me saying I won a hot dog derby race. That means I could have won a 100-meter dash.
No, it wasn't going to happen.
No.
100-meter, we'd all die before we got to the end. But, yeah, it's cool. We got the fastest man in the world on Team USA, and he won it. And yet, the only story that seemed to populate the timeline for about a 24-hour stretch is how this is a crime against judgment, because in the photo, you can see two people's feet go over the line before him. People's heads go above the line before the guy who won, because the chip that reads when you cross is in your chest.
It's in the bib.
This is the stupidest controversy of all time. This is pretending that every single sprinter who has been in this event for decades doesn't know you lean with your chest. Them's the rules. Everyone knows it's not your foot crosses first. It's the bib.
Who's upset about this? I've seen it. A lot.
Other countries, obviously.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, who in the United States?
No, we don't care.
Who in the U.S.?
People were calling for a change to the way that they determine the winner in the sport because of this.
No way.
Is this people? Was Jamaica finished second, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Is it country like Jamaica and others that are upset?
Some
the first
that,
time
yeah.
in 20
Some
something
just
years
the
that
stage, you know, it is when there's controversy on, and I would say the 100 meter dash is what, one of the five premier events of any Olympics. That's one of the ones everybody tunes into, the 100 meter dash. It's a huge, you know, huge deal in the Olympics every year. And then people are just upset because the photo makes it look like he didn't win.
As long as nothing changed from how we've determined this for the last 20 years or whatever, which, you know, where we see everybody kind of lunge forward or lean forward at the end for the very reason you brought up. Like, as long as nothing changed in how we determined the outcome, then what's the issue? Now, if you want to talk long term, I guess, should there be a new conversation and that's what people want? Fine. But, like, nobody had a problem with this 10 years ago.
That's part of the strategy. That's part of how you run.
This is the sport.
It's all about the timer.
It's like knowing that you're supposed to jump for a rebound. Yeah, I mean, just like, that's the job.
When you were running junior high or middle school track and field, you lean at the finish line, you lean forward a little bit. Right?
Every race you lean. I've raced my cousins over the last week. We leaned.
On the beach?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of
fun.
Who
won?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Someone says we should just bring back tape. Just have people holding ribbon at the end. Yeah, because that'll determine what just happened. Do you see how close that
Five one thousandth of a second.
That ribbon's not working. So you have to have these. I mean, think about if you didn't have these monitors or whatever, sensors.
I think
it would have been probably a different winner.
You're still determining off of just at that point, just
off
the
chest, off eyesight.
Yeah, that's worse in my opinion.
Now, I think this is so. It's Sha'Carri obviously got silver, which is a little bit of a bummer
because she didn't get a good jump out of the blocks. To me,
correct.
It's the same thing. It's a if you get a better jump, you win the race.
Agreed.
If you there's a reason why you run in stride the way you do, why you start, why you finish. All of this is part of the skill it requires to do the sport. Like, it's part of the strategy in the sport. Like, I couldn't believe that there were people like, hey, maybe we should just change the way they count. I'm like, why?
You know how this is, though, man. Why? Like, in anything, we can't just enjoy the moment. Everybody's got to bitch and moan about something.
Someone
we can't
said this
just
the Buffalo Bills rule. We didn't win, so please change the rules, please.
No, but that's what I'm serious. Like, this goes with so many different things. People don't like the outcome of something, and it's like, you know, it's either we got to change it right away to make it fair for everybody to win because you're not happy with the outcome, or something's rigged or set up. In everything, like, can we just enjoy, especially in the United States, our guy won.
There is
our guy won.
USA. USA. I think suck in other countries.
Not that other winners don't matter, but this is the first American to win since Justin Gatlin back in 04. But the fact, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when Noah Lyles was trending because of saying this. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, he was getting in the NBA, he was getting on the NBA players and the NBA in general.
And he won. He backed it up.
I guarantee you, if he would have lost, it would have been just an onslaught of you're not like world champion of what it would have been all of that. So I think there was a little bit of added pressure for him in a way because of the way that, you know, he handles his business and carries himself that he had to get it done in a way too. So I think that obviously stands out, and not that there's any pressure on the U.S. to win gold, but if they don't win gold and Noah Lyles did, then he has a little bit of a foundation to stand on in regards to this argument. Or the argument that they shouldn't be called world champions?
I mean, it's tough because we do that because, again,
we do it for baseball and
we're
football
America,
too,
we
sure.
do it for, like, any sport. I mean, it's not wrong in a lot of ways because the Olympics is the only true, like, you're the world champion. Man, you get to hold that thing for a whole year, don't you? Because if you win in the Olympics, you could lose a race next week if you know allows. And no one's going to be like, well, I'm the fast man in the world. No, you're not.
Always comes down to the
Olympic
world championships.
Yeah, the
stuff.
World championships. So.
I think it should only be the Olympics. Every 4 years, he's the world's fastest man for 4 years. You got to hold it till somebody else takes a goal. Maybe the world champion, so every 2 years, but, you know.
Sure. I do think it was an interesting conversation, I guess, real quick before we go to break. One of the conversations we had while just hanging out was my uncle thinks that football, or not football, basketball in particular, but basketball, soccer, being in the Olympics takes away from watching the sports like track and field and water polo or gymnastics. Those carry more weight, but like rowing, like your appreciation.
Well, we're just going to have the obscure sports because we like basketball?
Well, your appreciation for the Olympic sports. Like basketball takes away from that. Soccer, it doesn't. Getting a gold in. Nobody looks at gold medals and says that's a reason why this player is such and such in the rankings or whatever. It's always NBA rings and titles, or soccer, it's always the World Cup, or golf, it's always the majors. Although it was an interesting conversation. Not that
remember,
they should go
though,
away, but
this is a worldwide event. So like we view
the most popular sports.
The NBA is obviously global, but in the United States, we may have that feeling, but for, I'll just use like Serbia or something, like for them, Olympic basketball, like that is their chance to have the pride and notoriety.
And I don't, you know, like I don't think every sport can
win.
Be,
like the, I don't think every Serbian sport can be go to the NBA. Like Nikola Jokic is not playing in Spain or in Serbia because
they get to play, but they get to play for Serbia for the Olympics. Something. Yeah, and I look, I don't think every sport can just be the airsoft pistol guy from Turkey. That guy obviously was a former professional hitman.
Badass, man.
Oh, of course that guy was a badass. Somebody found some old photos of him at previous Olympics. Same thing. Everyone wearing all this comical stuff, and he's just like...
just lining up. Yeah, that was, cool. that was crazy.
Drew, there's plenty of showcase of these other sports. I mean,
sure, yeah.
It's now that more than ever, there's eight different NBC channels finding a way to show you everything. I mean, I hate the delay stuff because we're watching something live. What is this? The men's steeplechase or whatever, which is absurd. Seven laps still to go. I don't know how these people do this, but
he's breaking a sweat.
No, not at all. But in the evening, of course, it's on tape delay. That's why I can't wait for the summer games in LA. The next go around. Because then we'll be back. We'll be back to watch get live. There'll be actual drama. That's the one thing. This Olympics does not have drama. I already got a text earlier how Simone Biles did. Tonight, we're all going to watch what happened. We already know what happened.
But you could have watched it live, too, at least.
I did.
It's changed a little bit.
Right. Because but people are working. You know what I mean? Like, how many people at work are watching
Simone? We have TVs now. We're watching the steeplechase right now.
Yeah, but I don't know what's happening.
I did make sure.
They just keep showing this guy in the pony, so I'm guessing he's the winner right now?
Well, no, he's the U.S. rep.
I did make sure, Saturday, because track and field is my thing. Like, like the swimming I got spoiled on and the gymnastics stuff. But Saturday and yesterday, I stayed away from my phone all day. I waited until at night
avoided
to watch.
It.
I avoided
there you go.
All social media. That was...
smart.
It was a great race. I mean, it's as good as it gets on the world stage in the Olympics, you know, to have a 0.005 of a second finish. It's crazy.
Drew was really locked into the pole vault as well after what happened the other day. He was definitely watching that very closely.
Can you imagine? He was like, hey, man, how did the Olympics go? I lost.
How'd you lose?
Penis at the bar.
Yeah. Couldn't help. Couldn't get out of the way. Up next.
It's a hell of a story, though.
It definitely is. Up next, though, we'll get to Cody's controversial
tweet. Is it cheating to tuck? What's the rule on that? Could he got a different route?
We'll let you guys think about that, and then we'll talk about Cody's controversial tweet next.
Cody and Gold.
If the Royals win the World Series, I will get, and you can mark it if you want, but go.
Everybody knows
this tattooed on my body.
Who gives we're winning games.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Coming up in 12 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you here on Cody and Gold. So we agreed, it sounded like already, and let's make it firm, that
this is it.
This is the last
conversation
time
about this thing.
That we're going to talk about this thing known as the NFL Top 100. I'm serious. Next summer, I don't care what it is. We're done because it's been proven irrelevant year after year. And this year,
it's talking like skip takes. We stopped doing those too. Now is your turn.
It's over. It's over because the NFL Top 100 came out. And Tyreek Hill was the best player in the league, according to this list. And Patrick Mahomes wasn't second, wasn't first, wasn't third, was fourth.
Wasn't even the first quarterback.
Lamar Jackson was ahead of him. Chris McCaffrey was ahead of him. This
in
list
year in which he finished being the back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
This list did not have Trent McDuffie on it either.
Didn't have Creed.
Did not have Creed Humphrey. And I'm not saying it has to have every single Chiefs player, but use some common sense. This is an award voted on, or not an award, a list voted on by players randomly real quick in the locker room in November and December.
Bunch of haters.
And Aaron Rodgers was on the list. It's supposed to be based off of last year's results. So on one
Joe Burrow was on the list. He didn't play but half the year, maybe.
You can't tell me they're basing it off of last year when Rodgers played four snaps is in the top 100. If you're going to use, hey, it's based on last year in November and Mahomes wasn't the best quarterback at that time. You can't use that when you're also having Aaron Rodgers on the list. So we all know Mahomes is the best player in the league. I think we all know that. For some reason, random players that just wanted to scribble and be funny or whatever, I don't know what the hell was going on. They don't really care about the list, and then they make a big deal about it in August. We're done with it. This is it. This is it. And you were so angry that you fired off a tweet that, you were on a roll for a week. You had the tweet the week prior about
Bobby's Grand Slam.
Uh-huh. And you were talking about your erection.
I just generally everyone's, not mine. It was about if anyone had one, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's different.
And then you called out Tyreek Hill.
I simply quote tweeted the list and said, number one at getting someone pregnant, maybe. And here's the thing. Tell me the lie.
Oh, it's not a
Tell
lie.
Tell me the lie.
It's not a lie.
Tell me the lie. Tyreek Hill, according to reports and ones he's not denied, has gotten five different women pregnant this year. I mean, not like ever. This year. Like, I want you to think about having five kids, and none of them are twins. They're not quintuplets. None of that. Five different kids in a single year? He is number one at that. It's actually, in a way, a compliment.
Oh,
you know?
Well.
If you think about it.
I mean, that's why he
in a way, compliment.
That's why he needed the restructured deal he just got. He's getting more money than any wide receiver.
Damn thing. He's going to play till he's 45 years old at this rate.
That's truly why I don't think he's retiring anytime soon. He needs the money. That's why he left Kansas City. He legitimately needs the money. Yes, there's
because it's a percentage of your income thing, and he needs his income to keep going up.
So, yeah. Now, your tweet, he responded to you as well.
That was unfortunate. That really increased the
tweet was
funny.
Popularity the tweet was funny. I don't know if I would have sent it, but the tweet was funny.
But you're very careful, and probably wisely so. You're very careful to not send out something that is, I would say, too controversial. You like to protect yourself a little bit, which again, not necessarily bad. That's not a bad thing. I occasionally will walk into it. The tweet as of recent has 2.2 million impressions on Twitter, which feels like a lot. But some of that was obviously because Tyreek found it. Can we talk about that? Tyreek Hill was either searching the quote tweet mentions of NFL.com.
That might have been it.
There's only three things that could have happened, and they're all wrong, if I'm being honest. One is that he was searching the quote tweets. Two is that he was searching his name after he was named the number one player. Another thing you shouldn't do. Or someone was snitching in my mentions. And we've talked about that before. Stop tweet snitching. If I wanted to add
that's part of the consequence of your tweet.
I would have added him.
That's part of the consequence of your tweet that someone might tag said player. You got to stand by your comments. You tweeted it out there. You got to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, you cannot run from it.
He only sent he only sent out like five tweets about it. One was like him twerking in a Chiefs jersey. It's funny that he chose the Chiefs jersey one. Then he said, and then he quoted Nick Wright and said, go cry on set tomorrow. Then he found one more guy who'd said, can we all just agree not to do this list next year? And he quote tweeted them. And then he said, and then he quote tweeted me, which was says, I know you hot when you're talking about personal things. It's okay, bro. Laughing emojis.
You did go personal. You did go personal.
Just as my tweet is factual. Yeah, I went, obviously.
And were you hurt? I mean, it sounds like you were offended.
I wasn't hurt by it. No, that's fine. I didn't delete it.
I'm talking about the list. Like, you were hurt by the list because he was not, because Mahomes wasn't one.
He definitely feels like someone who's probably searching his mentions.
This list,
I just fired off a funny joke. I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, we don't need the list anymore, though. And we're done. I'm serious. Like, next July, August.
It doesn't mean anything, yeah.
Next July or August, when the NFL top 100, honestly, we're not bringing it up on the show next year. I don't care if Mahomes is back to being number one. I'm done with it. I'm done. It doesn't matter anyway.
Maybe what's trending, and that's as far as I'm willing to commit. That's it. Because it
doesn't matter. It never did, but like...
It really do.
It does not matter, Jerry. It doesn't.
I don't know how going forward... I don't really know how they improve the system because this is a lifelong affliction for voting. When you let people make decisions on things you can't really, it's never going to be right. We watched all-star votes. I mean, the Royals, Kansas City, single-handedly ruined an entire all-star game for everyone else that wasn't Kansas City. We loved it because we just put Omar Infante was almost an all-star game starter.
But they also fixed the system after.
They did, but it's still some fan vote. They're not going to do computers / the players. And also, the players should not, and I know that they need production time, the players should not be voting on this in October and November. That's stupid. That is not the completed picture of this. Because even though they completely bombed this, and they definitely did, because at the time they were voting for Tyreek Hill, he was on pace to have 2,000 yards receiving. He was the best receiver in the game. That's he is a top 10 NFL player now. No one's arguing any of those things. And Lamar Jackson was on his way to win his second MVP, which he did. But if you at the end of that year had watched Patrick Mahomes go on and repeat as Super Bowl champion, you should have known in October on Mahomes. But if you had seen all that, you wouldn't have been able to even hate vote against him.
But my argument against even if they were watching at the time Lamar playing,
is
such
why Aaron Rodgers and why Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was already, his season was already over. So if we're just sticking to the actual that year's results, then that doesn't work either. So that's why we're kind of done with it. I did see Mitchell Schwartz. I was tweeting about this because he of course knows a little bit more about the process, having been in the league. He said, about Pat being fourth, unless things have changed, we do that during the season, like in week 14 when we do Pro Bowl voting. It's not surprising at that point of the year that the rest of the league voted for Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson, and CMC. And then he said, to be fair, the entire thing is dumb. It's just a sheet with blank spots labeled 1 to 20, some team helmets around the perimeter to remind you of the teams. Some guys don't even vote. Some write five names. Some do all their friends. They package it well, but it should not be taken seriously. So the NFL Network makes it seem like it was this really serious thing, and he's saying that random player in the locker room gets the sheet and then just quickly scribbles down five names maybe, or writes down his buddy's name, or doesn't even fill it out.
Yeah. And that's so no one takes it.
And that's how you get results like this.
So then just stop doing the vote. Make the NFL 100 like the Hall of Fame voting, and you get 100 NFL people you trust. And I don't care if they all work for you. I don't care if it's everybody who works for you. So it's, does Jeremiah work for them, or is he one of the people who got laid off last year?
I think he does still work for
them. Okay, so Jeremiah, Kyle Brandt, I don't care if it's just 100 employees at NFL, Roger Goodell votes, and that's how you get your top 100, and you do it based on...
But the intrigue with this, you have to admit the way, to their credit, how they've packaged it over the years and why it gets attention, they've packaged it as, hey, this is what the players, what his peers think, and that's what makes this supposed to make it different than random media members all getting together and doing a list. That's why they've been able to package it and it's become this big deal, but we're done with it. This is it. We're talking about a lot right now because this is the last time I'm talking about it.
Yeah. We're done
on this show. Period.
We've shut down. It's
no more NFL top 100s.
Based on how the voting goes, we know who Jamar Chase voted.
Yeah, he won't even say his name.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jamar.
Mahomes
that obviously hurt his. He probably voted for Burrow. 39th?
100%.
Burrow didn't even play last year. 39th?
The fact that Aaron Rodgers was also on that list is silly.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers makes even less sense. He carried a flag, played four snaps, and then was hurt for the rest of the year.
Jerry's probably happy that Dak was, what was Dak, 16? I think he was top 20.
I mean, he led the league in passing touchdowns and was near the top of the league 20. passing yardage. I mean, at least that makes sense if it's based on last year. Some do make sense based on last year. Lamar Jackson should be highly rated.
Correct.
I thought the top four going into it, I thought it was going to be Mahomes one.
McCaffrey.
I actually thought McCaffrey was going to be two, and then I thought there was a chance Tyreek would be three or four flipped with Lamar. I thought that would have been.
The four were right. The order was bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they didn't let Mahomes be first. Doesn't make any sense. Someone's like, just stop making him do it midseason. That doesn't make any sense. The text line also says, I'm not allowed to complain about snitching. We did run a snitch line on this show.
You might have to bring the snitch line back. It's been a while.
You want to bring it back?
Maybe we got to bring it back.
Dak Prescott was ranked ahead of Micah Parsons and Justin Jefferson. No.
Well, if it's based on last year's results, Justin Jefferson makes sense.
Sure.
But it's not based on last year's results, so it doesn't really matter.
CJ Stroud was 20.
Yeah. The list is off. So it's broken, weird. And we should just stop, we're going to stop giving it the time of day. After.
I will not mention it either. I won't even.
I promise I won't even send Hayton tweets next year.
I don't have to come up on the show that way. Mahomes will be back to number one next year, and I'm still doesn't mean I'm going to talk about it. I don't care anymore.
You promise that you'll not send hateful tweets at all?
Doesn't matter who's number one. Doesn't matter if it's Joe Burrow. I will reserve. I'll just keep all of my jokes inside. It'll be like in a group text with friends.
I don't know if you'll be able to do that. I don't think you should have.
Good luck.
I'm making that promise on this show. I'll manage to do it one way or the other.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over on the text line, 913-586-7610. Of course, you can hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook for the live video stream. Take some of your comments over there as well sometimes. The question I have for you today. So I was out with friends on Saturday. I was invited over to watch, I don't watch it, but they were having people over for it. So I went over and watched SummerSlam. If you guys don't know, Roman Reigns is back. It's a big deal. So I am told it is the second biggest wrestling event, second to, as you imagine, WrestleMania. So I watched some title bouts. I think that's the correct terminology. Relatively entertaining. Good stuff. Pretty normal. People have to give me the backstories because I don't know why anyone hates whoever or...
Sure.
Why someone's been backstabbed. None of it means anything to me, except for apparently every single relative of The Rock is in there. But the question I have for you is not about wrestling. It is they have a whole coalition or something. But besides that, the question I have for you is, I want to ask you a question because I was at awe. So the person who hosted the party made us ribs. Very nice. Didn't really think about the appetizer part. Got late back from the golf course, so the ribs were running late. We had to door dash some Applebee's appetizers. But as one of the side dishes for the ribs, he had a chicken jalapeno smoked mac and cheese. Let's call it a 9x9 dish. Small square, not a long rectangle, small square. What do you think that should have cost them at the store?
Pre-made.
He didn't make the
9x9.
First off, it's offensive. You should have just made macaroni's not that hard to make. But macaroni, jalapeno mac, 9x9. What do you think that should cost at the grocery store pre-made?
$14.99.
I was gonna say $13.50.
$18.90 is what he paid. That's an offensive price.
We're not that far off.
Are you guys all paying $18 for pre-made mac and cheese?
I know you have. I was going to say, have you been to the grocery store? That shouldn't surprise you.
$18?
But have you not? We've seen the prices at the grocery store.
So the real question I have is, what's the most recent thing at the grocery store that you were going to buy and you're like, there's no way.
Yeah.
If I thought, I don't want to spend the time. I'm not going to make this mac and cheese. A lot of work today. I'm not going to do that. And I went over to buy this macaroni and cheese, and it said $18, I would say, I'm just going to make it. We're done. That plan is gone, and I'm either going to get a different side, everyone's going to get some potato chips, or I'm making macaroni and cheese. There's just no way I would have paid that price. I think the last time I did it was, somebody asked me to bring a fruit tray, and I went to just go look at one of those pre-made ones, and it was $24, and I'm like, no! I'll just buy all the fruit and I'll cut it. I don't want to cut up all the fruit, but I will cut up the fruit.
I have a follow-up question to your question, which would just be, you mentioned you knew the price that this individual paid.
The sticker was still on top.
Okay, because I was going to ask, do you just ask people how much their side items cost?
Sticker was still on top of the clamshell.
Take off the sticker, too. Everybody messed up here.
It's a slick observation,
Take off the sticker when you're bringing something over. It's like a gift or whatever. But to answer your question... What's the last item?
Did you think about buying a household thing and you're like, that's the price? I'm out.
Yeah, laundry detergent has just gotten out of control. I feel like the pods. Holy crap.
So you're going to go back to the liquid?
No. I'm just kidding. It is what it is.
Make a choice.
No, because the pods are so much easier. I'm not dishing out the liquid detergent. No. the pods. Pods are what I got to get. Maybe I have to switch brands. Might have to go away from Tide, get a little pricey. Might have to switch to the cheaper brand.
You think you're going to go to the off-brand? Just go to the liquid.
Did you
go to the powder?
No, the powder's even worse. heck no.
So you said the liquid is harder to use? It's not harder to use.
The pod. You literally pour it.
No, I grab the pod.
And then you throw the cup into the wash, and it washes while it's in there.
No, I grab the pod, and I throw it in, and I'm done. Zip it back up. That's it. I don't have to take the cap off, measure, then maybe you spill a little bit, so you make a mess. Like, just throw the pod in.
I think the fruit example is a good one, Cody, where we were...
pre-cut fruit. I'm out. I'll never buy it.
We were on vacation, and it looks good. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's already pre-cut.
Pineapple's great.
And you're like, you know what? I will cut the fruit. I'll buy the fruit and cut it myself.
Pineapple's $4. I can't do it. Every once in a while, I'll think, I'm going to buy this thing. I'm going to give myself the convenience, the ease. I'm going to do it, and instead I just make it. Like, so I was a last minute addition to the party on Saturday. And I was like, hey, do you mean to bring anything? They said, well, can you bring a dessert? And I literally just made cookies then before I left.
Somebody said deodorant.
Rather than go to the store.
It said deodorant, $7 to $10. No wonder these people smell like garbage.
They used a different word.
A couple different words.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything's obviously costing more than it used to, but yeah, the fact that that side item bugged you, that it was an expensive side item.
I couldn't.
Was it good? Can you be honest? Was it good?
It was fine. It was pretty good mac. It was okay. I think the best like version of like macaroni and cheese for like a baked side dish, especially with meat, has like a, I prefer like a bread crummy top.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like a little, you know, like I think that that's the best version that doesn't have that. But I would say overall pretty good. Someone says they think it would cost you $18 to buy the cheese, the noodles, the, just no way. I mean, I guess if you bought like an entire gallon of milk for it. But like, so if you had to make it gold, maybe it would cost you more because you don't already have milk in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't already have flour in the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to me.
These are all true things that you're saying.
Like, I had to make chocolate chips. I had 3 cups of flour. I had chocolate chips in the freezer. I just have things. So some of it is like it doesn't feel like you're actually spending them. I bought those chocolate chips at some point, but it doesn't feel that way because I already had them.
But it cost me
$18 to make that macaroni.
Soda cans are also
it's getting extremely pricey.
I don't buy soda or pop like from the store. Like I don't have 12 packs sitting in my fridge for
you're better off getting from the 2 liter.
You're angry about the side item expensive. How often do you order food delivered to your house, either DoorDash or Uber Eats? Same concept. I have, and this is true, in my entire life, never once ordered DoorDash or Uber Eats by myself.
We've talked
about
this before. So have I.
0 times. So
I don't know how you haven't done it.
It's the same. The problem is, it's the same thing. What happens is, we've looked a couple of times, and I'll get on that app, and I'm like,
I'd rather go buy it.
I'll just go.
No, it's expensive.
I'd rather be here, but I'll just go.
And that's why I don't normally do it. But I have done it, like when I was, you know, not living in Kansas City around family and stuff, and I was, you know, you'd be out sick or whatever, and you really just don't want to go anywhere, right? And so that'd be the only times I've ever use DoorDash or Uber Eats. Like you're sick, you don't want to get out of bed, you also don't want to get other people sick, so you're like, let me just DoorDash some, you know, whatever. You pick whatever restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
You and I, Cody, are probably one of the very few people who have never used DoorDash or Uber Eats.
Yeah. I don't even...
My wife has, but I have not.
Like, even the small things, like I told you, like, what are the things... I used to buy, like, pre-shredded cheese. It's too expensive. I just buy a block and I shred it. I haven't bought pre-shredded cheese in years. I just get a giant block of cheese. And I shred it. This pre-made stuff, the price tags on it, it's offensive.
For some people, it's about time. For some people, it's worth it.
I'm not valuing my time.
They don't have the time to do that. That's great, you can do it, but some people can't.
Avoiding DUIs or those things. Yeah, in those circumstances, I wouldn't leave if I had been drinking. But there's always some kind of food in my house. I'll just settle for what I got. I'll eat a peanut butter sandwich or something.
Normally we get, because cans expire, they take years to like canned cans of soup. We'll get cans of soup that last till like 2 years in advance or whatever. Just in the one scenario where you're bringing up gold, you're sick, I'm just going to eat soup. It sucks. I'd rather have something else, but I'm just going to eat soup. That's what.
I can't just, every time I look at the price on it, I'm like, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
It's done. It's expensive enough.
Because you have to pay for the travel. You have to tip the driver. All of it. Yeah. Like McDonald's costs you $25.
Someone is right, by the way. You should shred your own cheese anyway. Shredded cheese comes with like a wax on it that doesn't make it melt as efficiently. So it's not as good a cheese. If you want to melt it, it's not good cheese for melting.
Is there any type of cheese that lasts better in storage or anything?
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti, cream cheese, Colby Jack. Did I say Gruyere? blue, Swiss.
Which one of those is better? All of them?
Yeah.
We had
some of those are crumblier, you know, different kinds. Not a shredded cheese, more of a crumbly one.
We had a number of those cheeses at my vacation spot, actually.
Oh,
my,
yeah?
My uncle.
Cheese and crackers?
Yeah, my uncle loves wine, so wine and cheese. That was a go-to.
That's my random question. It wasn't there. Like, kudos to them. What a generous get or generous host to spend $19.
Not generous enough for you.
to spend this $19 on mac and cheese. No, honestly, I felt bad for them. I was like, you shouldn't have to spend this. I would have made macaroni and cheese.
They did not want to take the time to make said dish. It was for them worth the extra $5, let's call it, to just
pay for their friends.
Have it good to go.
All right.
And be ready.
For a full dish, I get it more than like pineapple or watermelon, you know, or cantaloupe. If you're going to get a meal, I guess, or maybe they can't make it as good. I don't know.
That's the random question of the day on Cody and Gold. Glad we had that talk.
Were you more offended at that than I was at people
the
on
beach?
The beach? Yeah.
If you guys missed this earlier,
I was offended for them, not by them.
During What's Bugging Drew, Drew just got back from Outer Banks. We're glad to have him back on the show. He was chilling on the beach all week, a nice trip with the family and everything. And he said that at a public beach, he was upset that after 2 days of going to a certain spot to lay up their cabanas, that some other family, the third day or whatever, had put up a cabana in the same spot of theirs, even though it was a new day.
Mind you,
at a public beach.
There was plenty of space. It's not like we're all crammed in.
Exactly.
There's plenty of space.
Exactly.
To go.
So you were able to just go an extra 100 feet away.
The beach is pretty big.
It was not a big deal at all whatsoever. But we did stop and think they stole our spot. Like it did come across our minds.
Yeah.
This is where we normally go.
Sorry, man.
The next morning, you should have just gone up a little bit earlier.
It's a public beach.
Yeah. The key part there is that it was not a private beach. Public beach, anybody can set up wherever the hell they want.
I think you just got to get there earlier if you want
to.
I think you would have access to it,
you would have to. So there's one way, and it's through the timeshare place, like to get there. Like you would have had to go park somewhere else and walk all the way over to that spot, unless you were there at the timeshares.
All right, real quick, because we were talking about food at this timeshare, you're with your family and everything. We know Cody's take on the food. Did you just buy a bunch of groceries when you first showed up and just had food for the whole week, or what were you guys doing?
So normally we do buy particularly like snacks for the entire week. So we'll go and we'll get chips, we'll get crackers, we'll get like some deli meat to make some sandwiches for lunch and all that stuff. But dinner, sometimes it's out. Other times we make it and we'll go to the store for what we need that day to make whatever. Like we had a seafood boil one day, we had some salmon another day. We did not, no.
Good idea.
That's a weird dish to make on vacation.
I've never had cioppino before, and since the story...
Yep. It's good, Drew. You won't get sick.
I don't want to try it.
I'll serve you some cioppino. You and Bree can come over and eat cioppino.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get to the 1 o'clock hour. What the Royals should do with one particular player. I think you guys know which direction we're heading in with that player. Plus, why my experience at some place I have gone plenty of times in my life was 100 times better. I'll explain why. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.